Hello, beautiful. This is Reverend Jennifer Hadley, and the recording you're about to listen to is part of the Living A Course in Miracles teleclass. Our intention in offering this class is to give you clear tools and practices that you can use to align with love every day in every area of your life. No one can do your healing for you. You must decide to choose love in every moment to the very best of your ability. Remember, miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. Intend to live a miraculous life of love and share the benefits of your healing and your expansion with everyone because you're one with them. Please pause the recording before the class starts and write down your intention in listening to the class. Partner up with your own higher Holy Spirit self. And please go to jenniferhadley.com for more tools and practical loving support every day. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the class.
So grateful to join with you today. I'm Jennifer Hadley. We're here with LivingACourseInMiracles.com in our free series of classes on living the miracle, being truly helpful. And our teacher today is Patricia Cota Robles. Welcome, Patricia.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Patricia's website is eraofpeace.org. That's E-R-A. ofpeace.org, and she is the author of numerous books and many, many resources for understanding your life purpose as a spiritual being and doing a lot of healing and clearing work, opening up to prosperity and knowing your true purpose. So I encourage everyone to look at the many beautiful offerings Patricia has. One of my personal favorites is your Violet Flame book. I know you'll be talking about the Violet Flame today. And so as we're just starting off in our heart here, I'm asking everyone to place their hand on the heart, and we're declaring that we are wholeheartedly available to be led and guided by the Spirit. We take this breath of love and gratitude together here, and we say yes to divine guidance, insight, and wisdom. We say yes to the higher Holy Spirit self, the mighty I Am presence, leading and guiding our dialogue, our conversation, our very life and being. We are saying yes to remembering and recognizing our true identity, our true nature, our true purpose, and seeing it not just for ourselves, but for all beings. We open our hearts, we open our minds right here and right now to know the truth that sets us free. We declare that we are willing to be a miraculous experience of life, of spirit expressing itself and knowing itself as us. We are the living miracle. We are grateful and thankful to declare our willingness to be truly helpful in this world. In gratitude, we share the benefits of our healing, our expansion, our awakening with everyone because we're one with them. In gratitude, we allow our healing to be. We let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Well, Patricia, you chose the topic, you are the open door which no one can shut. And I love it whenever you talk about that. For some people, they might not be clear, what does that really mean? So let's start with that.
Well, it's the most important thing that we need to remember right now, because the whole transformation that's taking place can only occur if those of us in the physical plane become the conduit for God's light and bring that light into the physical plane. We've heard the expression, God needs a body. And the reason for that is that there are universal laws One of them states that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. And what that means is that God and the beings of light cannot just wave a wand and interfere with humanity's free will and what we've chosen to create, either deliberately or inadvertently, through our creative faculties of thought and feeling. Another factor that is critical in understanding this process of transformation is that the way that invocation of light then must be received is through the divinity of our hearts. In order for something to manifest in the physical plane, it has to be drawn from the heavenly realms through our crown chakra, our pineal gland, our acupuncture meridians, through all of the systems within our body, and anchored within the immortal, victorious threefold flame within our hearts, the divinity of our heart flames. Now, that flame consists of the sapphire blue radiance of our Father God's divine will and power. This light activates our left brain hemisphere, our rational logical mind, the power center of our throat, and then is anchored in our heart as a beautiful blue flame of God's magnificent divine will, power, and the first cause of God's perfection. The pink radiance of our Mother God's love, the divine feminine, activates the right brain hemisphere, our creative intuitive mind, our heart center, the love nature within us. She is the aspect that we've known of as the Holy Spirit, the love nature of God, the Holy Comforter. And she is the divine feminine polarity, and she anchors within our heart as a beautiful pink plume of divine love. Then these two plumes merged, and this is at our inception, into a magnificent violet flame, a perfectly balanced pink and blue flame, reflecting the violet flame of God's infinite perfection of our Father, Mother, God. This flame then raised into our physical brain structure and literally formed a reclining figure eight that passes back and forth between our right and left brain hemispheres, activating our spiritual brain centers, our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brain. Once these centers were activated, they opened our crown chakra of enlightenment, birthing us into Christ consciousness as sons and daughters of God. And this is a yellow-gold radiance of light that reverberates with illumination, wisdom, enlightenment, understanding, and the full divine potential of Christ consciousness as sons and daughters of God. Then that yellow gold plume was anchored between the pink and blue flames within our heart, and that completed the reflection of the true Holy Trinity, the Father God's blue power, the Son and Daughter of God, yellow gold radiance of Christ consciousness, and our Mother God, the divine feminine essence of the Holy Spirit's radiance of divine love. That is the immortal, victorious threefold flame. And in order for us to create in the physical plane, we have to draw the unformed primal light substance from our Father, Mother, God, the electronic light substance, our life force. It enters our crown chakra, goes through our body, descends into our heart, and is stamped with our own electronic light pattern. We have a unique electronic light pattern, just like we have unique fingerprints, unique respiratory pattern, voice pattern, DNA. We also have a unique electronic light pattern. It's stamped with our electronic light pattern, and then this is the light that we send forth with every thought, word, action, or feeling into the physical plane. Now, we do this every moment of every day with every breath we take. And depending on how we qualify that gift of life and send it forth depends on what we are creating in the physical plane. This is how we are the open door. This light continually flows through us, and we continually send it forth with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Now, in the beginning, prior to the fall, every thought, word, action, or feeling that we sent forth was qualified with the higher frequencies of our divine purpose, which was that we came into this physical plane empowered with the gift of free will and the creative faculties of thought and feeling. And our mission was to use this life force to observe all of the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, and then to decide through our unique ways of perceiving and feeling and observing things what we would want to create in the physical plane. How would we combine this life force, these patterns of perfection, into new, previously unknown expressions of divinity, thus literally expanding the borders of the kingdom of heaven in the physical plane. That was our purpose, to learn to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. So in the beginning, for instance, we would draw this light, we would create these new expressions of divinity and divine love, and send that forth to the person, place, condition, or thing we were thinking of at the time. And that light would pass forth from us on an electromagnetic current of energy, just like a radio wave or a television wave. And as it passed through the atmosphere, it would magnetize to it other energy vibrating at that same frequency. We've all heard the expression, like attracts like. Mm-hmm. So by the time our current got to the person we are sending it to, it's amplified over what we sent out. So if we're sending forth a thought of love, what might have just seemed like a simple thought of kindness or compassion could manifest in that person's life as something far more glorious than just that simple thought, as a financial success, as a healing, as a loving relationship, and myriad seemingly unrelated things. This is the process of the involution, our life force from the heart of God, which is always perfect, entering our heart flame, being stamped with our divine pattern, being sent forth, charged with whatever we are thinking or feeling at the time, and manifesting in the life of the person, place, condition, or thing we're sending it to. Then the universal law, this is how we are the open door. Then the universal law is that that light must return to the source. This is the law of the circle, or what we've often called the law of attraction, or the law of cause and effect, or karmic return of energy, all kinds of things. We've known at some level that whatever we are sending out must return to the source. So first, that energy is that it blesses the person or brings the energy into the person's life in alignment with whatever they need to learn from it. Then it is magnetized back to the identical electronic light pattern. So it is drawn back to the threefold flame, the heart flame, that is qualified with that electronic light pattern. So it comes back to us. And again, on the return current, it is drawing other energy vibrating at that same frequency. So by the time it returns to us, it's greatly magnified. So it could manifest as something that seems totally unrelated. But at the time, prior to the fall, it was something wonderful that was coming back into our life. And another universal law is that in order for the energy to return to our Father, Mother, God, the source, it must be vibrating with the same or a higher frequency of perfection than what we originally received. So this energy would be. So then it passes through our heart flame to the source. Now, the problem now is that we experienced what is known as the fall from grace. And it's mentioned to us, and it's very complex what's actually happened. And the beings of light have discussed it in great detail. And I've shared all of that if you want those specifics in my books and in the information on the website. But just for our purposes here, there was a point in time when it said, do not partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. All evil is, and this is what the entire company of heaven is reiterating to us through every fiber of our beings at this moment. All evil is the absence of love. Everything, no matter how deplorable it is in the outer world, is nothing more than a reflection of thoughts, words, actions, or feelings humanity have expressed that is not based in a foundation of love. But when we began doing that, creating thoughts and feelings that weren't based in love, this life force, this pure light from the heart of God, would enter our heart flame. We would stamp it with our electronic light substance, with our pattern, and then it would go out. Say it was a thought of hate. This would go out as this heavy, discordant frequency. And initially, there wasn't a lot of that. But look at what's going on now. Look at what's manifesting in this fallen environment that we're existing in. So when we send forth a thought of hate now, it has tons of energy vibrating at that frequency that can be drawn to it. We send it to the person, place, condition, or thing we're sending that negativity to, and it affects them in whatever way and learning experience they need to learn from. Then, on the return current, it comes back to us, again accumulating the negativity. It comes back greatly magnified over what we sent out. So what might have seemed like just a simple thought of what we think of or thought of in that moment as just a mild prejudice could manifest as a horrific car accident, as a financial crisis, as a disease in our body, and all of the horrific maladies that are manifesting in the outer world. That energy, of course, is not vibrating with its original perfection, so it can't pass through us to return to God. So it hangs around us and goes out and comes back even more magnified, bringing more havoc into our lives that we have created. Now, what the beings of light are wanting us to really understand is that because of this process, because we are the open door that no one can shut, the light of God is continually flowing through us, and that we are making the conscious decision, either deliberately or sometimes inadvertently because we've lost the awareness of how this is manifesting. We have made the choice to qualify this energy with the things that are returning to us. And there is not a person, a place, a condition, or a thing that can interject anything into our light experience, our life experience, that we have not in the first instance created. And something, you know, we have these things and these expressions like bad things happen to good people. Well, of course, everybody is a son or daughter of God. But when things are going wrong in our lives, we're not just these innocent victims. It's not that we are just experiencing the wrath of God because Eve ate an apple because of a lack of understanding or awareness. That is all the delusion and the misunderstanding. We even get information from our churches and our religious sources that are professing at this time in many instances that man is innately evil, that the reason these things are happening to us is because we are worthless sinners and worms in the dust. Nothing could be further from the truth. And we become who we believe we are. So this belief system, this absolute, distorted, erroneous belief system is perpetuating the very thing that is causing the problems in our lives. So what the company of heaven and all the legions of light are referring to us and reiterating to us now is to remind us of how we got in this mess. And when we started misqualifying our gift of life and this negativity started coming back to us that we were so unaware of why this was happening, we realized that the love nature within us, our Mother God, the Divine Feminine, the Holy Spirit, this is our feeling nature. This is what is making us feel the pain. So we made the tragic decision to close our heart chakra so that we wouldn't feel this pain that we were creating by sending forth thoughts and feelings that weren't based in love. And what that did was block the portal that allowed our Mother God to flow her love nature into our life experience. So instead of being the open door for our Mother God's love, blocking that portal by closing our heart chakra caused our Mother God to have to withdraw to a mere trickle of her initial influence in our lives. This caused our right brain hemisphere to become almost dormant, which caused our spiritual brain centers to atrophy. This caused our crown chakra to close. So we lost awareness of our I Am presence. We lost awareness that we are sons and daughters of God. And we lost the awareness of the love nature of our Mother God. So for eons of time now, we have been using our masculine power without the full balance of our Mother God's love. And we developed this fragmented fear-based consciousness that's known as our human ego. And since our human ego no longer could connect with our Christ self and Christ consciousness or our I Am presence or the company of heaven on a conscious level, it started perceiving that our physical body is who we are and the physical plane is all that exists. And it thought its purpose and reason for being was to gratify the physical senses, and whatever it needed to do to accomplish that would be just fine. So when we were in male bodies, we would abuse that power by being aggressive and domineering. And when we were in female bodies, we would abuse it by suppressing our power and allowing ourselves to be oppressed. And that's exactly what we're witnessing to this day all over the world. So what is happening now to allow us to be the open door is that there is an incredible influx of light that is happening. And we are opening our hearts again, humanity in mass. We have reached a critical mass of divine love that has allowed the initial impulse of humanity's return to Christ consciousness to manifest through us. This was a major part of the archetypes that Jesus revealed to humanity during the Piscean Age, the last age, preparing us for this moment. And even though he anchored all the archetypes for our return to Christ consciousness, he said in Revelations, knowing that we may not get it in the Piscean Age, which was the sixth solar aspect of deity, that in the day of the seventh angel, which is the age of Aquarius that we have now entered, which is predominantly the influx of the violet flame that we will experience for the next 2,000 years, the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God. He said, in the day of the seventh angel, when he begins to sound, the mystery of God will be fulfilled and time will be no more. At the time of the second coming of the Christ. And of course, the second coming of the Christ is you and me and every other person on this planet following the archetypes of divine love that Jesus anchored for us, invoking the baptism of the Holy Spirit by sacred fire to awaken our crown chakra, to open our right brain hemisphere, returning our hearts to the path of divine love, opening our crown chakra returning to Christ consciousness, and following the path of divine love that is the only way back to the divinity within us, knowing that being the open door originally meant opening for the light of God. But the mistake that we made is not realizing that the open door is every single thought, word, action, feeling, belief, or memory we're expressing.
Mm-hmm. I would love to share some references to A Course in Miracles related to what you're sharing here. And what you're sharing is so helpful to us in a practical application and in understanding how we can move forward and be truly helpful. And in A Course in Miracles, Jesus says to us, "You who belong to the first cause, created by him, like unto himself and part of him, are more than merely guiltless." So this is a reference to what you're saying here, which is we're part of first cause. We're part of God. And we're already as holy can be. This is for us to remember at this time and to see in our brothers and sisters. And in A Course in Miracles, Jesus tells us about the great rays, the flames as you're talking about, the pink and the blue and the violet. And Jesus says, he references the great rays a number of times, and he says, "As the ego would limit your perception of your brothers to the body, so would the Holy Spirit release your vision and let you see the great rays shining from them, so unlimited that they reach to God. It is this shift to vision that is accomplished in the holy instant. Yet it is needful for you to learn just what this shift entails, so you will become willing to make it permanent." And what it entails is for us to forgive, which of course is related, well, I say of course, is related to the violet flame. The violet flame is to support us in doing that deep forgiveness work. And so forgiving ourselves, forgiving our brothers and sisters is, in many ways, the very best tool we have on a moment-by-moment basis to be truly helpful and to be a beneficial presence in this world right now.
Absolutely.
I wonder if you could speak about that.
Yes, absolutely. And this is what, you know, Jesus didn't say, "Wow, I'm Jesus, look at all the things I can do, and I've come to save you worthless worms in the dust." What he said was, "These things I do, you shall do, and greater things than these shall you do." Mm-hmm. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye are sons and daughters of God, joint heirs with the Christ." And those truths are things that we have forgotten. And this is the message that's pouring forth from the heavenly realms, from through every single open door at this time, is that right here and right now, we have every single thing we need within us. And the problem is, we have been so beaten down. And even our ego, you know, we'll do a meditation, and what happened, the ego's been much dissipated because of the return to Christ consciousness that is occurring through the I Am presence in the initial impulses in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan. But it's happening for every single person on the planet at this time. So the ego has, that paralyzing grip of the human ego has been shattered by the I Am presence and the frequencies of the return of Christ consciousness. But what has happened for so long, and even the habit, the residue of what we believed the ego, we will do a wonderful meditation and just connect with that, the realms of truth and that wonderful knowing, "I am that I am. I am one with my Father, Mother, God. I am one with the divinity within me." And then we'll come back from our meditation and we start getting this little chatter in our head. "Look at the mess your life is in. You can't even pay your bills on time. Look at how fat you are. Look at this job you have. Look at this, look at that." everything to beat us down. And then we just say, well, that's true. How could I possibly believe that? What the beings of light want us to know is, yes, we've been through eons of time where we have fallen to such a level of consciousness that we forgot who we were. And we inadvertently kept just perpetuating negative thoughts and feelings from this fragmented, fear-based consciousness of us against them and this duality that we had, which is absolutely the most erroneous and inaccurate belief system we could have. There is no separation. We are one. And that is not a lofty platitude. That is not religious rhetoric. We are one means that every particle and wave of life throughout the whole of creation that's pulsating in the divine matrix that is the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is, every single atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. Every single thing we express with our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, memories, and beliefs either adds to the light of the world or adds to the chaos. And not only of what's happening on the planet, but through the collective of all creation. So this is why Jesus kept saying, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. And what is happening now, and I want to just put this in perspective, because when we start seeing the bigger picture, we can realize why things are happening. And the reason I want to focus, this is the key to this wonderful series that Jennifer is having of being helpful. This is why we're here. We're here because God needs a body and because we have been prepared to be the open door for this light, because every particle and wave of life, every electron of energy manifesting in the physical plane, no matter how distorted and corrupt and horrific and evil it is, began as a pure pulsating frequency of God's light that was our gift of life that we took and distorted through our free will choices into this gross mutation that is now manifesting as war, as hatred, as disease, as poverty, as greed and corruption, and every other malady, anything that's manifesting on this planet that is not the exquisite bliss of heaven on earth, which was our original divine experience prior to the fall. Everything is a human miscreation and has nothing to do with God's will. It is absolutely God's will that this energy return to us and we love it back into its original pristine perfection. Yes. That is God's will. So it comes back to us in all different kinds of forms. But one of the things, I'd like to just share a few things of these horrific events that are taking place in the outer world. For instance, our collective consciousness, when we focus on something collectively as like a global meditation or even a horrific event that happens in the outer world, it creates a collective cup of humanity's consciousness. And so through that collective cup, awakening humanity, you and me and everybody else that is conscious of this, has the ability to say, for instance, what took place in Orlando. That occurred on the 12th of June. And that event, when that took place, billions of people on the planet became aware of it almost instantaneously because of the internet and because of global communication. Those of us in the physical plane have the ability to say, I ask my Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven and the I Am presence of every single person to gather up every electron of energy that is any way being focused on this event, purify it with the full divine momentum of the violet flame, and use it to heal and transmute back into light whatever created this consciousness in the first place. And that literally allows that energy to pass through all time frames and all dimensions that allowed any frequency of radical, imbalanced religious rhetoric or prejudice or discrimination. Now, what I want you to realize is when these things are happening, this light, this negative energy has to be surfaced to transmute back into light. We created it. We have to transmute it. God cannot do that. So it's coming back in the forms of the elements, of natural disasters, of all different kinds of things that are going on, of all the horrific things we see happening. But it's also coming back in the form of incredible light that's flowing into the planet. This is the time referred to as the biblically as the time of screaming and gnashing of teeth, because millions of people every single day are awakening and invoking the light. And when that occurs, it passes through their heart flame, floods the earth, and enters every particle of life that conflicts with that light. So what we're seeing is the garbage being pushed to the surface with our third dimensional physical sight. What we do not see is the incredible light that's being pushed to the surface. But God and the company of heaven are not going to kill us in this process. So what is happening is that these events are being pushed up when there is a tremendous, powerful focus of humanity's consciousness that can help transmute it. So the event in Orlando took place during the month when the LGBT community was celebrating their lifestyles and their uniqueness, an event of global celebration. It also Yes. took place during the most powerful month of Ramadan. So all of the Muslims in the world, all of the LGBT and everybody who loves and supports them is brought to blaze the light into this event. And those precious souls that left the physical plane during that time left in a tremendous in-breath of divine love for the sacrifice and service they made. And they were able to perceive how that sacrifice healed the very atrocity that was being demonstrated through that event. The same thing just happened, and it's happening over and over if we step back and see the bigger picture. But the event that took place on Bastille Day in France, pulsating in the etheric realms over France, is an incredibly powerful temple and portal of liberty. And France gave us the Statue of Liberty. So in our harbor in New York, we also have a powerful force field and open portal of the Flame of Liberty, which is a facet of the Violet Flame. This horrible event that took place of hatred and abuse of power took place when all of the French people were focusing on liberty. And it allowed the world to focus at that time. Now, when we look at it just through our understanding and our lower consciousness, there were a lot of women and a lot of children that left the physical plane at that time, which is horrific. But what is happening is that we will pay attention. There are women and children a lot of times really involved with these events. From outer appearances, they look like innocent victims. But what the being of light is revealing to us is that when women and children are involved in bringing to the conscious mind atrocities of the outer world, it opens humanity's hearts of divine love for the divine feminine in ways that nothing else does. And these women and children are not innocent victims. They are powerful beings of light that have volunteered to come into the physical plane to accomplish this healing in this cosmic moment when the earth is going through an unprecedented purging and healing. Now, one of the things that is coming up, you know, one of the things that's happening for us, of course, is our elections. And what's happening in the outer world in many instances is the antithesis of divine government. What divine government is, it's a government of self-governed people, just like the heavenly realms, of the I Am Presence, by the I Am Presence, for the I Am Presence, working collectively for the highest good of all concerned, in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan, reveling in our uniqueness, in our diversities, and in the wonders of heaven on earth. So what is happening now is that all of this is coming to the surface, and we're seeing glimpses of this here and there, and we're going to see more and more of it as things move forward, and seeing the diversities, and seeing coming to the surface of things that will not be resonating any longer in people's hearts as appropriate or part of the divine plan. I just want to mention that the World Congress that we are having, this is the 30th annual, and what the World Congress is, it's an event that we've been directed by the Company of Heaven to have every year since Harmonic Convergence in August of 1987. This will be the annual event. And what takes place is the beings of light evaluate all of the light that's being added to the world throughout the entire year. Every single prayer, every single time someone admires the radiance of God through a sunset, everything that people do to add to the light of the world, loving everything, is evaluated. And then the Company of Heaven determines how that light can be used for the greatest good for the planet. And what has been determined for this year is that we have reached a critical point when it is time for us to be the open door for the patterns of perfection for the new heaven and the new earth that is now flowing into the physical plane. And the beings of light have said, even when those of us that are aware that the new earth is being birthed, and we try to vision what will heaven on earth be like, they have said even the most awakened soul is barely looking at reversing the adverse effects of our fall. And so we're saying, okay, heaven on earth is going to be the elimination of war, the elimination of disease, the elimination of poverty and suffering, the elimination of the inclement weather conditions that are so destructive. All of those things are our human miscreations. And of course, we have to transmute them, and it'll be wonderful to be rid of them. But they have said clearly that the new earth contains patterns of perfection, of bliss and ecstasy and wonder and awe that we have not been able to fathom with our conscious minds. And they said these are the patterns that now need to flow into humanity's consciousness from the realms of cause, the causal body of God, flooding the mental and emotional strata so that as we move into higher and higher levels of Christ consciousness, we will tap into these new patterns and create even more blissful things that we haven't even been able to grasp. That's what's going to occur at the World Congress. These patterns, there will be those of us that are physically on this cruise going through this portal and the sacred water element, forming a transformer, but that light is going to flow through the transformer into the center of the earth and be transmitted all over the earth to every single awakening person on the planet, blessing all humanity. Those of us that are aware of this have a greater responsibility to be the open door. It is not by chance that this event is occurring during the Olympic Games. Now, the masculine polarity of God enters the planet as a tremendous pillar of light in the area of Tibet in the Himalayan mountains. the feminine polarity of God enters as a tremendous ray of light near Lake Titicaca in Bolivia in South America. So South America has been working with the Virgin of Guadalupe consciousness and all of the consciousness of the Divine Feminine to open that portal and return the Divine Feminine. It's not by chance, even with all the problems and things that have been reported in the news, it is not by chance that these Olympic Games are taking place in South America, in Brazil. The Olympic Games for 17 days draw an estimated, at one time or another, 4 to 5 billion people. So the collective cup of consciousness, focusing on the divine intent, which is the family of humanity, setting aside our differences, coming together to express our highest level of excellence, there's not another outer world event that creates a greater cup of consciousness. So what all of us can do is ask that every electron, all this negative information and negative press and the Zika virus and the unpreparedness of whatever is going on in Brazil and pollution, all of those things, not that that isn't part of what's going on, but we have the ability to ask that every electron from this focus of attention be transmuted by the violet flame and used to bring forth the most blissful, wondrous patterns of perfection for the new earth into the mental and emotional strata, so that we can quickly transmute this surfacing negativity, all of the garbage that's coming up all over the world, and begin manifesting these new patterns. So each of us has an incredible opportunity and ability to be the open door in ways that we have not experienced since prior to the fall of humanity, which took place literally millions of years ago.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. A Course in Miracles tells us that it is in our power to make the time of Christ be now. And this is what you're reminding us of, not to delay, but now, this now, everything is coming together to allow it to happen and to make it be so. I wonder if you could also tell us, Patricia, you speak so eloquently about the power of prayer and the increased power of our prayer right now. I wonder if you could speak a little bit about that.
Yes. One of the things that the beings of light are really encouraging us to do is always invoke our I Am presence. This is the part of us that's created in God's image that is always perfect, no matter what we've done down here through the lower consciousness of our human ego. And so just by saying, I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity, we change from being the individualized microcosm of ourself to being the collective macrocosm of all humanity. This gives every person's I Am presence permission to intervene in their lives. And we say we invoke this light on behalf of ourselves and all humanity in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Because of the urgency of the hour, the Company of Heaven has been granted permission to amplify our prayers and our invocations for the light 1,000 times 1,000-fold. And what that means is for each and every one of us, when we are praying, it is the same as 1,000,000 people invoking that light with us. And when we are praying on behalf of all humanity, every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment, that collective number of I Am presences is amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold. this is why the prophecies have said in this time the transformations will take place in the twinkling of an eye. We've been misqualifying this life for millions of years. Now we are transforming it in literally the twinkling of an eye. And the most conscious way we need to do this is that moment by moment, every single day, we need to be saying to ourselves, is what I am thinking and feeling now adding to the light of the world or the shadows? If it's adding to the light of the world, great, amplify it. If it's adding to the shadows, blaze the violet flame through it and ask, what do I want to amplify instead? So we see a horrific event happening through the Middle East. We create initially horror, fear, anger, disgust, and instantly we realize what we're doing. We blaze those thoughts with the violet flame, and we say, I am my I Am Presence, and I'm one with the I Am Presence of all humanity, and I invoke the violet flame to transmute everything from all time frames and dimensions that would have created this kind of consciousness and this response from humanity in the first place, and blaze that with violet flame. That will take that precious life that is manifesting as this distorted, gross mutation of this awful bombing and death, and take those particles and waves and transmute them through love and light back into the pristine, shining, neutral, perfect light that was their original expression from the heart of God. And we can do that with even the most mundane things.
Yes.
When somebody pulls in front of our car and we think he's
yes.
a jerk, when we get mad at something, globally, yes, but even in everyday life. And no, for instance, if you're going through a divorce, that is horrific, and that is so challenging. But look at the number of people that have gone through that experience. So serve as a microcosm for that macrocosm, and transmute the pain and the suffering that every single person from all time frames and dimensions has ever experienced through what you're experiencing in that moment. And you can expand and transmute lifetimes worth of humanity's pain. This is what's going to move us through this purging very quickly. By people accepting responsibility and saying, as I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. This is what Jesus taught us. There is no separation. There's no such thing as us and them. We are one. And as we are lifted up, all life is lifted up with us.
Yes. A Course in Miracles tells us that it has a prayer for our purpose, and it's on page 28 in the text for those who might not know, and it begins with, I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal. So we have in every moment this opportunity to be a healing and beneficial presence in the world. And every time we feel the slightest bit of discord, like you were talking about, in traffic, in any area of our lives, the slightest annoyance, we can actually be a healing presence that benefits the whole world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I know you have a healing violet flame meditation for us, and you say it's about a 15-minute meditation?
Yes, it'll be about a 15-minute meditation, and this is a wonderful gift that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven to assist us in reversing the adverse effects of our fall so that we can return to Christ consciousness. And I'll mention to you, I know you're going to have it on available on audio, and you're going to have it written out as well.
Yes.
And we've also produced a really beautiful visual on a YouTube video that you can go to our website, eraofpeace.org, and click on the view videos, and this one is the Return to Christ Consciousness. And we have several wonderful YouTube videos there that'll just help us stay focused on the light in the face of the adversity that's being pushed to the surface all over the planet. So to begin this, if we'll just sit comfortably in our chair with our arms and legs uncrossed and breathe in deeply and go within to our hearts, gently close your eyes, and I'm going to state this in the first person so that each of us experiences it individually, but we're also invoking this activity of light through the I Am presence of every person on this planet, creating this collective consciousness of oneness, lifting all life into a new higher frequency in perfect alignment with their divine plan. So follow me through this with the full power of your attention and be here now. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. What I invoke for myself, I invoke on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth, in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. This is possible because we are one, and there is no separation. On the holy breath, I now breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically through my heart chakra. With every in-breath, I align with the love of my Father, Mother, God, and the sacred fire breath of the Holy Spirit. On every out-breath, my godparents open my heart chakra to new breaths and project their divine love and power into the physical plane of Earth. Through this activity of light, the portal within my right brain hemisphere and my heart chakra, through which the love of my Mother God originally flowed to bless all life on Earth, is once again opening to full breath. As the full divine potential of my Mother God's pink flame of love pulsates through my heart chakra, it is brought into perfect balance with my Father God's blue flame of divine power, which is also pulsating within the divinity of my heart. My newly balanced heart flame has a dual pulsation. The first pulsation is the in-breath, assimilating and absorbing the love and power of my Father, Mother, God. The second pulsation is the out-breath, expanding and radiating out the power and love of my Father, Mother, God. On the in-breath, my heart flame extends up in vibration, piercing into the very heart and mind of God, the source of never-ending perfection. On the out-breath, my balanced heart flame radiates the blessings from the heart and mind of my Father, Mother, God into the physical plane of Earth. On every in-breath, my balanced heart flame ascends into new heights of divinity. And on each out-breath, through my fully opened heart chakra, my heart flame becomes a stronger pulsation of God's blessings into the world of form. Because of this dual activity, my heart flame is both the portal into the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light within me, as well as the source of all of the divine blessings from my Father, Mother, God to humanity and planet Earth. My heart flame is the inward portal for my return to Christ consciousness, as well as the connection with my I Am presence and the company of heaven. It is also the open door through which the blessings from my Father, Mother, God, and the realms of illumined truth will radiate outward into my daily life. Through the holy breath, my return to Christ consciousness, and my inner journey back to my Father, Mother, God are being balanced with my outer service to humanity and all life. It is within this balance that I open my heart chakra once again to the perpetual flow of God's pure divine love. Now that the portal through which my Mother God's divine love is open to full breath, the blue flame of my Father God's power and the pink flame of my Mother God's love are at last perfectly balanced within the divinity of my heart. These two aspects of my Father, Mother, God now merge into the magnificent fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This sacred fire blazes up from my heart chakra and expands into my physical brain structure, activating my pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic center at the base of my brain. This activation of my spiritual brain centers creates the sacred space for the opening of my crown chakra. As this occurs, a greatly intensified frequency of the yellow-gold flame of wisdom, enlightenment, illumination, and Christ consciousness begins flowing from my I Am presence into my pineal gland. This intensified yellow-gold flame is now anchored within my heart flame. With this influx of light, the full divine momentum of Christ consciousness now flows through my crown chakra and my pineal gland into my mental and emotional bodies. As I return to Christ consciousness, my heart and mind are being recalibrated into higher frequencies of oneness and reverence for life than I have experienced since humanity's fall from grace eons ago. In this enlightened state of Christ consciousness, I am able to easily communicate with my I Am presence, my Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven through the natural process of open heart and mind telepathic communication. I realize now, as never before, that Christ consciousness is my divine birthright as a beloved son or daughter of God. Through this level of consciousness, I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and every particle and wave of life throughout the whole of creation. As I live, move, breathe, and have my being within the elevated state of Christ consciousness, all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. I now know that the path of divine love is the way, the truth, and the life for every son and daughter of God. With the God-victorious return of my Mother God and my return to Christ consciousness, I now have the ability to assimilate the entire nature of God's divine love into my heart flame on every single in-breath as I rise endlessly toward the supreme source of all life. And on every out-breath, I have the ability to expand the patterns of perfection for the new earth into the world of form, greatly enhancing my ability to co-create heaven on earth. My Mother God, the Holy Spirit, is at long last able to release the full potential of her divine love through my heart flame. This allows the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine to become a manifest reality, thus reversing and healing the adverse effects of humanity's fall from grace once and for all. The light flowing through my heart chakra and my newly balanced heart flame is now creating an environment of divine love that is flooding the planet. When I turn my attention to the balanced expression of my Father, Mother, God now pulsating through my heart flame, the illusions of separation and duality are shattered. My heart is unified with all of the sons and daughters of God evolving on earth. And once again, I experience the bliss of knowing that we are one and that love is all there is. Knowing this profound truth evokes from within the deepest recesses of my being a reverent feeling of infinite gratitude. My Mother God is now placing me within a mantle of her love, and my nervous system is being recalibrated to withstand the highest possible frequencies of the divine feminine. This mantle of love is helping to awaken my right brain hemisphere to new levels of creativity, and it is activating my spiritual brain centers into higher levels of their divine potential. This is enabling me to awaken to a higher level of Christ consciousness than I have ever experienced since my Father, Mother, God first breathed me forth from the core of creation as a beloved child of God. Through this higher level of Christ consciousness, my Mother God's radiant and all-encompassing divine love is now pouring through my heart chakra without designating favor to a particular person, place, condition, or thing. Instead, her love is giving a healing, impersonal benediction to every particle and wave of life on earth. The power and magnetic love of my Mother God is now anointing all life with an equal opportunity to respond. Every son and daughter of God is being given this moment both the blessing and the responsibility of being an open door for our Mother God's exquisite divine love. Every person now has the opportunity to become an instrument of God, vested with the power to change the feeling worlds of all with whom he or she comes in contact. This will be accomplished not through our human will, but through the balanced power of the flame of divinity now blazing in our hearts. Through Christ consciousness and the full divine momentum of my Father God's power and my Mother God's love, I now realize and affirm I am a force of God moving upon this planet. I am the open door that no one can shut. I am an upward rushing force of vibration and consciousness, which is the immortal victorious threefold flame pulsating within my heart. My heart flame is the electronic aura spiraling around me. God's infinite light perpetually flows through this aura. I am a Christ-conscious being of very powerful light. I am one with all light. I am that I am. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I love and adore you. Shine now through my every effort of becoming one with your divine power and your divine love. O flaming presence of God, let the gift of divine love and divine power, which is yours alone to give, flow through me to set all life free. I ask that I might be love's open door. As I accelerate my journey toward eternal oneness with you, I consciously draw back to myself all of my own energies that I am so desirous of loving free. Help me, beloved Father, Mother, God, to love myself free, all of my returning energy, as I am about the business of loving all life free, which is my divine destiny. I am reclaiming all of my energies back into the heart of love. I am the light of God in action, loving me and all life free. I am grateful to the violet flame, the most powerful aspect of my Father, Mother, God's love and power, which instantly transmutes all outstanding energy back into its original perfection. I am one with my I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of all of humanity. I am one with my Father, Mother, God. I am that I am. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am.
Thank you, Patricia.
You're welcome.
Taking this moment to simply allow. Yes. It's a powerful meditation. I'll point out that we will have this meditation as a separate free download on the website for you, so you can all listen to it again and again, share it with friends, play it in your Course in Miracles study group. We certainly encourage you to do that, and you'll have the transcript as well. And I would like to point out, too, that Patricia has on her website, eraofpeace.org, eraofpeace.org, many beautiful guided meditations, including this one. And so, as well as books and other wonderful resources, I think I have just about all of them myself. And I really encourage people to go to eraofpeace.org and take a look. See what resonates with you. She has wonderful meditations for healing, for prosperity and abundance, as well as books and tools for that. And she has, isn't it a 2-CD set about the return to Christ consciousness?
Yes, it's a double CD. The one of them explains more about the fall, about Jesus's mission in all of this, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, what his crucifixion meant, and all of those things are in the first CD. And then the second one includes this, as well as several other meditations that have been given to us to help us with this process of returning to Christ consciousness.
Exactly. And I love that CD. I've listened to it so many times. And I encourage people, if you're feeling really sparked, to take advantage of the wealth of resources that Patricia has. And like she said, she's got a whole lot of videos there at eraofpeace.org. And we're going to wrap right up here in just a moment. But I would also like for people to know that in addition to the beautiful conference, the gathering that's taking place in Alaska next month that you can still attend and read about that on her website. Patricia also, she travels around the United States. She does a speaking event almost every month, and she's got a number of them coming up in the fall. Did you do one this month already? I've forgotten.
Yes, we did one in Come on.
Chicago?
In Salt Lake City. These begin to run into me. Yes, these are free seminars, and they're open to the public. Anybody's welcome to come, and you can just register. There's a number so that we can be sure we have enough seats for everybody when they come. They're welcome to register online, or they can give us a call at the toll-free number. But the one coming up in September is going to be in Detroit area.
Yeah, so there'll be one in September, October, and you said is October or November in Washington, D.C.?
October is in Washington, D.C., the month before the election, and then November we're going to be in Torrance, California.
Yes, and those are free events. And I highly encourage everyone to go to these events whenever they're in your area. They're certainly worth traveling to. And I've done that. They are powerful, healing vortexes of energy, as you might imagine. They are truly a deeply healing opportunity to join together with like-minded souls. And Patricia speaks and leads guided meditations. There's music usually that's offered, so, and it's a wonderful opportunity, and it's all day practically, and have lunch and bring your friends, and again, it's her gift to you. So I encourage
you. Thank you, Jennifer. Let me just mention also that if people want to sign up on the website for the newsletter or give us their physical mailing address, we mail out flyers and announcements when we're going to be in your area too. So people would be able, it's listed on the website, of course, but if you want to get a flyer or a reminder about it, please sign up. And we consider that a sacred trust. We don't give that information to anybody.
Yes, and I'm glad you reminded us about the newsletter. I've been receiving that newsletter for many years, and it's a wealth of insight and information, prayers, and right up to the minute. It's so helpful in helping us to make sense of current events and windows of opportunity energetically. So it's all free at eraofpeace.org. And so I'm going to say a prayer here just to seal the deal. But I'd like to say once again, thank you, Patricia, for showing up and sharing so deeply with us.
Well, you're welcome. It's been my honor.
So once again, I invite everybody to place your hand on your heart. We do this to remind ourselves that we're wholehearted here. We're not just paying lip service. We are consciously choosing to be that open door. We are grateful and thankful to partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self and recognize the I am that I am, and that we are one with the I am presence of all beings everywhere. We are grateful and thankful to declare that our life is a life of love. We are choosing freedom. We are loving ourselves free of all limited thoughts and beliefs and truly sharing the benefits with all brothers and sisters, with all life. We are grateful and thankful to stand in our holy purpose to be truly helpful. Everything we need is provided to us. We are grateful to accept it and to be the answer right now. In gratitude, we share the benefits with all. We allow the healing to be, and so it is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
This is Jennifer Hadley again. I invite you to remember that your dedication to your life of love is the best gift that you can share with the world. Love is the only healer, and it's always available to you for the asking. Remember, too, that you cannot have that which you're unwilling to share. Share the love today. Love out loud, and know that all boats rise on this holy tide of love. Thank you for joining us. Please go to jenniferhadley.com for more tools and practical loving support every day.